Trophy Time. They're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly sunny, high 84 today in and around Champaign-Urbana. He'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. After 36 years as a state lawmaker, Illinois Senate President Emil Jones is resigning. In a statement issued yesterday, the Chicago Democrat announced that he would retire at the end of his current term. University of Illinois professor Charlie Wheeler was a reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times when Jones was first elected in 1972. Wheeler says Jones will be remembered for using political smarts to ascend to the Senate presidency and to gain a veto-proof majority as a champion of education and for looking out for his district's interests. Wheeler points out that lately, Jones has also become known for his close ties to Governor Rob Blagojevich.
Being perceived as Governor Blagojevich's partner in either crime or virtue, depending on how you want to look at it, doesn't necessarily help downstate Democrats in the Senate because the governor's popularity is pretty abysmal, certainly outside the Chicago area. And it's not that great within the city either.
Critics have also raised questions about Jones's family members receiving state contracts and high-salary jobs. One family member may benefit from his retirement. A spokeswoman says that Jones wants his son, Emil Jones III, to replace him, but that will be up to a local committee. The decision has to come by the end of this month. The spokeswoman says Jones has been contemplating retirement for years. She had no details on Jones's next plans, including if he will work for Barack Obama. Obama considers Jones to be his mentor. Democrats are already lining up for what's expected to be a contentious fight to take over as president of the state Senate. Jones's retirement will open up a big power vacuum among his Democratic colleagues in the state Senate. AM 580's Tom Rogers got some reaction from both sides of the aisle from two men who've had experience under Jones's tenure.
The next president of the chamber will need the support of at least 30 senators. Although Democrats currently have a comfortable 37-22 majority over Republicans, Senator Mike Frerichs of Champaign says a divided party will give his vote more impact, even though he's only in his first term.
You know, I think there are a lot of us downstaters who are trying to stick together and use our voting bloc to leverage some support for downstate.
Republican Rick Winkle served in the Senate with Jones until last year when he became a University of Illinois political science professor. He says Jones has wielded a lot of power over the Senate and is one of the few staunch legislative backers of Governor Rob Blagojevich.
He's a very outspoken and aggressive leader. It's certainly going to take the wind out of the sails of the governor and his ability to continue with his approach to things in Springfield.
Frerichs wants the next leader to improve transparency in the state Senate and give individual senators more ability to forward their bills. But he won't say whether he's focusing on any particular candidates for the job. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Barack Obama will publicly disclose his vice presidential choice in the coming days, but the Democrat is keeping most aides who are preparing for the announcement in the dark and is giving away nothing to voters as he campaigns. The Illinois senator has staffers in place to aid the number two and his or her spouse. They are running through various logistical scenarios, involved in taking over the relatively normal life of a person unknown to them and thrusting them into the unrelenting glare of a presidential campaign. Obama is believed to have narrowed his list to Virginia's Governor Tim Kaine, Delaware Senator Joe Biden, Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, and Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. Fewer vehicles on Indiana roads this summer means less money for road repair work. Michael Puente reports from northwestern Indiana.
The price of gasoline is less than $4 a gallon in most parts of Indiana, but that's still high enough to force some motorists to drive less. The Indiana Department of Transportation estimates there's been a 5% decline in the number of miles driven this calendar year. That means less money for Indiana cities and towns for road repairs. Why? Because for every gallon of gas sold in Indiana, 18.4 cents goes to the state's Motor Vehicle Highway Fund for road repair work, which is about average for most states. Already, the state is seeing a $17 million shortfall this year. That means every county in Indiana will get less money to work with next year to fix roads. But a spokesman for AAA Hoosier Motor Club says while the state may be hurting for the cash, Hoosiers are spending more of their money closer to home, and that's helping businesses overall. I'm Michael Puente.
The state of Indiana is ramping up its efforts to kill kudzu, the leafy, fast-growing vine that's left areas beneath tangles of greenery. Over the next few weeks, contractors hired by the state's Department of Natural Resources will begin spraying herbicides on 32 tracts of kudzu vines in 17 Indiana counties. The effort is Indiana's most ambitious step yet in its campaign against kudzu, which threatens to kill native plants and trees beneath its dense woody vines and leaves. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 7:35, AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
And we're still into this mostly sunny routine, at least for the first few days of this week.
Yeah, so if anybody ever wondered, can Mike Zola forecast the weather? The answer is yes, because he's on vacation
this
week.
That's right. He called it and he goes, you know, next week is going to be a great week to be off.
Yep.
He was right.
So he picked this week to be on vacation, yeah. And
it's a good one to get outside work done.
And I know that he does a lot of work around the house.